sixth parak of Shabbos Mishnah Ches. We continue halachas of different things that put on a person's body, whether they're considered a garment or they're considered just a load that he's carrying. Hakitei is somebody whose foot was chopped off. Yaitse b'kav shelo, he's a Rabbi Meir. This person, his foot was chopped off, and he would not be able to walk on his foot. But even so, he'd make a wooden thing to put on the stump of his leg, so it should look like he has a shoe. Therefore, Rabbi Meir says you can carry it, because even though you're not using it as a shoe, but still it's like a decoration that makes it look better, and it's permitted. Rabbi Yosi Oisin, we pass on Rabbi Yosi, he prohibits it, because since you're not walking at it, it's not a shoe, and he felt that it's not enough to be considered a tafshit, and therefore it's considered that he's carrying it. In Yeshla Beis Kibul Kitutim Tomei, if it has, this wooden shoe has a Beis Kibul, it has a hollow area which you can put some cotton or soft material in to make it more comfortable, it is Tomei, because a wooden kli that has a Beis Kibul, it's made to put things into it, is Mekabel Tumah. Smucha Shaloi, Tomei Midget, the Yosef Hem B'Shabbos. We're talking about a person whose both legs were chopped off, amputated, and he walks on his knees by having some type of support being attached to the stumps of his knees, and therefore tummy midget, because this would be made to be macabre his knees, and he's putting the weight of his body on these smuchos. And the rule of midget is that anything that a person puts the full weight of his body on is in the Kabbal Midrash, if he's a Tomei Zov, and such type of Tumah. The Yosim of the Shabbos is considered a shoe, because here, it's not just a decoration, it's something he's actually using to walk on. The Nechnosim ben Mazor, it's not a shame, even though we look at it as a shoe in respect to Shabbos, but it's not a shoe in respect to going into the Beis HaMikdash, because it was not put on his foot, it was put on his knees. Kisev is Smucha Shalom, this is talking about a person who can now walk not even on his knees, and therefore they would make some type of chair just for his, you know, from right below his waist, which he could rest on. So kise b'smucha shalei tmei midras ben yotzim ben b'shabbos. The smuchas over here are also things that were put inside of he had this chair, and he had something that covered over his stumps of his legs. So both of these were not really used for walking on, because this type of person would walk on his hands. And therefore, since both his kisei, which he sometimes would rest on, like a chair, and the things that covering the stumps of his legs were not used for walking purposes, he now would walk out with him on Shabbos. You cannot go into the Azara of the Beit HaMikdash with these things on. It's not clear why this is considered more of a shoe than the previous case of the person who had these supports on the stumps of his knees. And katmin tahayim v'yeshim v'hem, a mask is tar, it's not considered a kli, and it's also not considered a garment, and therefore you're not allowed to leave on Shabbos. You're not allowed to walk out with him on Shabbos.